Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo. So we recorded last Thursday. We went for 2 hours.
Sorry.
I fucked up. Lost the audio. So what's going on here is it's Monday Night Raw. It's on the air. We're about an hour into the show, or a little more. On your PVR.
Via the PVR.
We're going to watch it. We're going to comment a little bit. It's not going to be a normal live audio commentary because it'll be a little quiet in the background. Talk a little more wrestling. Skip through the bullshit. Keep you up to date. Give you our opinions. But, in the meantime, you're moving my drink away from me. What the hell? In the meantime.
Who drinks on a podcast?
Me. But in the meantime, one thing that we haven't done for a while, because it's been like 2.5 weeks now without a show.
I know.
Is you remember last week's Triple H nose joke of the week?
No. What was the Triple H nose joke of the week? It's been 2.5. Week. So I thought we'd give a lot of those.
What did Jeff Hardy say when he met Triple H?
Spit it out already?
What did Jeff Hardy say when he met Triple H? Hey, keep that guy away from my Coke.
Yes, I prefer Pepsi.
That's not the kind of Coke Jeff prefers.
Oh, you mean Willow?
Willow? How else would you describe that character?
Jesus Christ. Jeff Hardy plays the Green Goblin.
Yes.
Actually, horribly, I should say. Yes.
Hey. Willie! He wants my attention.
I know. Get over here. My dog is a fuck. All right. So, we have Stefani on the television screeching like a whore.
Mm-hmm. So we were going to, like, actually watch the opening segment and then give you our...
Yeah.
But we decided that this was worth skipping.
Yeah, then we found out what the opening segment was.
Yeah, with Stefan.
So we decided...
Anyways, yeah, we'll get to it. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. We will be talking up, but anyway, she's talking about... So leading into this week's Raw, what do you thought of the last couple of weeks?
Well, the Occupy Raw was great. We talked about that. Great.
Did we ever get that on the show?
Maybe we didn't. Maybe we didn't.
I'm sure we did.
Well... I thought the Occupy Raw segment was great leading into...
Except for the hat faggot was there, the sign...
Sign homo.
Was in the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that guy.
Me too.
Yeah.
Sign guy?
Sign guy.
Hate that guy.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You don't have a hat, do you?
No.
No.
You hate me?
No. Just trying to remember you in a hat.
Oh.
I mean, you don't usually wear a hat. I'm looking at you right now. You look like Chris Farley in a fat suit.
All right. That hurt my feelings.
Yes. On Twitter, it was hashtag Chris Farley in a fat suit.
All right. So anyways, last couple weeks, Occupy Raw. Occupy Raw was okay, except for the next week when they were going to arrest him in another state for Occupy Raw. What's this? Was she saying something important? I thought they were chanting
CM Punk at her.
Oh, I thought they were chanting. It could be. It's possible.
Yeah, but I liked that. I liked the fact that I didn't. The beatdown went too long last week for Daniel Bryan.
Okay. I think it ended just before this week's Raw.
But it did have Daniel Bryan at least
vulnerable,
which is what you needed, right?
Yeah.
For this,
Was it effective being 3 weeks out?
Yeah, I may have done it this week. You get a couple weeks of... I mean, right now you could do a couple weeks of hope, and then... Or you could do him off the show this week, or hurt
I
this week.
I don't see him not being there this week. Just seems very unlikely. Here comes... Yeah, we can continue talking, because here comes Randall...
Keith Orton. Fuck.
Why do I want to call him Kenneth?
Hmm?
I wanted to call him Kenneth.
Kenneth? Kenneth
Randall
Cameron?
Keith, then. Randall Kenneth Orton.
That's stupid. No, I think that. But I think the beatdown too long. I didn't mind that Daniel Bryan was delayed. Yeah, maybe next week, maybe this week, maybe last week. I still think he gets beat down one more time on the go home show. He's gonna get. I mean, the fact is that the story is gonna be that he escapes with his life barely from Hunter, and he's hurt and he's been beat down going into the three way. When he ultimately wins, right? That's the story. So
yeah, that he's the ultimate underdog and fights through it all to win.
Yeah. So
and if he somehow doesn't win, he was the ultimate underdog anyways. Nobody could overcome those odds.
If he somehow doesn't win, he's a loser. Really?
Well, no. But yes. that's the angle that they could go.
If they wanted to suck, they could go that way.
Like, again, obviously Batista's being promised the title. I don't think Batista has any trouble getting it up now at this point.
No.
So, I think it's very unlikely Daniel Bryan doesn't win it, which is what the good thing was with Triple H saying, I'll go in the match, too. So it took away the kind of... It feels like we talked about all this before.
Yeah, I know, right? No, but it does...
For two hours.
We lost. Just to get warmed up. But no, I think that it does give an air of.
Well, as soon as they announce that match, you're like, oh, well, now Daniel Bryan will beat Triple H. All of a sudden, that match had no drama. So then add an element of drama to that match that it needed.
Yeah, now it's like Hunter could win because he's Hunter.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, shit, okay, so now it's a three-way. I mean, obviously, Daniel Bryan's gonna win and go, but it does give you that element, another layer of doubt
to it,
right? It was like, I mean, when Benoit won the belt. Right? Yeah. He was going up against Hunter and Sean, and it was like, what? He should win this.
Yes.
But it's Hunter and Sean.
Exactly.
So it's like, fuck, I don't know. And then when he did win, it was like, awesome, right? Jumping up and down.
Hunter, I mean, storyline-wise, it made sense that Sean was going in there.
Wife was texting.
But there was some sense of, when I was watching, I was at the sense, they just don't believe the fans are into Benoit enough to main event. So that's why we need that third guy. That's why we need Sean to be the draw.
Yeah,
but then at night, in front of the audience, it was obviously behind Benoit.
But it added that extra element. I mean, not on purpose.
No.
This is on purpose that they've added that extra element.
That's true, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Nice, boring chance to both of them. They'd be right.
Yeah, they would.
And here comes this tweener now. I think it's
he's a heel.
You think he's still a heel?
He's a heel. He's a heel that hates other heels, that's all.
Well, I suppose, but when he, last week when he
he's got his own shirt now.
He's got his own shirt, so he's a tweener, I told you.
Well.
Last week when he, the crowd certainly reacted, God, he looks like a dork.
He looks like a turtle.
Yes, really
Have you
does.
Seen that picture of Batista's head on a turtle's body?
No,
it's excellent.
Seen it.
It is excellent.
We already picked a picture for this week's show, but maybe we'll use it soon.
We'll use it soon.
We'll use it soon, because we also got your picture of you dressed up like Ultimate Warrior.
What was it dressed up? I just had the face paint.
Okay, some really poor face paint that we have to use at some point, because it was unbelievable.
Unbelievable what? Poor face paint.
Did you,
the producer did that. The producer did that.
She's better at booking guests.
Yes.
Like Buff Bagwell.
That's true.
Ask Buff. Maybe we'll get to that. Maybe not. But
not today.
Here comes, like I said, I think you could say the crowd was chanting for him one more time to him when he powerbombed Randy Orton last week. But the thing is, he didn't. If he had actually powerbombed him again, then you could say tweener or babyface, right? But
yeah.
He just walks away. It's the heel move.
Yeah, exactly. People could have cheered him. But,
the opportunity was there. Well, that is pretty cool.
He does need to have the glasses now, though.
I think I could actually Photoshop that top of the... top of the ramp thing and make my own.
Yeah.
There'll be him on, there's that, I think it's Shelton or something like that, that turtle from, I don't know, he's on some...
Benjamin?
Yeah. Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah.
That turtle.
The turtle.
Shelton the turtle or something? Anyway.
I know what you mean, he's shy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a puppet?
Yeah. I think we put his head on, Batista's head on him.
I think that would work.
That would work.
Okay, make it so.
Well, I actually won't do it, but I'll ask somebody who's good at Photoshop.
There you go. That would be excellent. Well, that's kind of was implied.
Yeah.
But now Batista's talking, and nobody gives a fuck again.
Including the two people in the ring with him. Not just the crowd.
No. This is proof positive as to why...
She's... Oh my God, Stephanie is...
Oh, his microphone didn't work. Even Orton's trying not to laugh at that.
Yeah, Orton is laughing. I mean, Stephanie's, yeah.
The thing is, nobody gives a... Like, this is proof positive why Brian needed to be in the match. Because nobody gives a fuck about it.
Like I said, I think it would have been better, though, if he had beat Hunter. And then out walks...
Vinny.
Vince.
Yeah.
And says, you just beat Triple H, my son-in-law. I'm wondering, instead of announcing it, then giving that match even more drama.
Yeah.
That he could lose. Because, you know, as soon as he's... Yeah, it's obvious he's going to be in there now. But if you beat him and then have him come out and say...
Yeah.
Do you have enough energy to fight one more time tonight?
But then you got Hunter. I mean, you do have Hunter and Brian. They talked about the Undertaker and Lesnar. They're saying the beast stalks the streak. The beast is hunting the streak is what the catchphrase thing at the bottom of that
for the thing. Batista's new T-shirt says the animal is on the hunt.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, maybe it's the beast hunts the streak or something.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to use that for two different beast and animal.
But the Daniel Bryan Hunter one is the yes movement versus the we movement.
Oh.
We.
Because he has a small dick.
Because he has a small penis.
Oh,
so Stephanie
slapped Randy, and there goes Steph Hatney out the ring.
And Dave.
And here comes the RKO, I figure.
No, he's gonna get he's gonna get whatchamaniggered. Whatchamajigger. He's gonna spine buster him.
Spear.
That's what I was talking about.
Well, I think obviously at least so far in the build up to I don't know about the building, but the fans are more into Batista appears than Orton. Well, maybe not. Are they booing him now?
They're booing him.
Yeah, they're booing
because he's holding the belt. Yeah. They don't want him holding the belt.
They only want one guy.
So yeah. That.
But where the hell is? Here's the thing I've been wondering about. We've seen all this going on. His pants split in the back.
Nice.
Rewind for a second. Is it just me? His pants.
I wasn't right watching.
No, go back again.
I'm trying.
Serious. Is it just me? Or are they just that fucking loose?
Nope, they split. Like, wide open. He went to slap. Really? Did you see that? Stephanie went to slap.
When he did the spear, his pants split.
Yeah, no, Stephanie went to slap him and only, like, here, watch. Went to slap him?
Yeah.
Only knocked his glasses off.
The worst slap ever.
He's like...
But not as good as his pants. What's funny about it is he's been walking around in these skinny jeans every week. Every week everyone's going, I'm wondering how he's doing those moves and not splitting those pants.
Yeah.
And it finally
And the answer is,
happened.
He's not. Yeah.
That's the greatest thing.
You know what the thing is there is, Batista posed there. He looked like a well-built old man.
Yeah, well, that's what
he
is.
When he did the double bicep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Triple H is going to do an exclusive in-ring interview.
Well, I mean...
It's exclusive because everybody gets to watch it.
Yes, it's also exclusive because he doesn't do it every single week.
Scooby-Doo is here!
Oh, you're right, Scooby-Doo is here. What about the Muppets?
I don't believe so.
Oh, but Schwarzenegger's here.
Yes, he is. Arnold Schwarzenegger is here.
Yeah, that's right. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
A what? Oh, against Luke Harper.
Didn't they do this on SmackDown?
Yes, they did.
He split his pants.
I looked at the pre-show.
Hope they're going to have Hulk Hogan in the ring with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And this is Joe Magnolenio.
Yeah, who cares? They're going to have Arnold Schwarzenegger in the ring with Hulk Hogan. This is to appease our Hulk Hogan's ego. This way he won't look like the oldest guy in the ring for once.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I was hoping Hulk Hogan to be in the ring with Scooby-Doo.
Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker tonight. Well, that's got to be backstage cartoon thing, right?
I don't know.
I hope they put it somehow in the ring. That'll be the greatest thing ever. Oh, yeah, sorry. We're going to have to watch the commercial.
No. We're not live, big man.
No, that's not,
well, last Monday, Raw was the number one show on cable, beating everything on TNT, TNT, Fox News, TBS, A&E, HBO, CNN, and ESPN. So?
Is that bullshit?
Who cares? It's like that.
Good point.
Oh, Alberto Del Rio and Christian are in the ring.
Yeah, to Alberto Del Rio's music.
Wow.
There's
Langston.
What do you think? I mean,
Langston.
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at who the favorite is. We're talking, obviously, Big Show's being placed as
well. You've got your upper mid. This is
the Battle Royal.
Andre the Giant, upper mid card Memorial Battle Royal, right?
Yeah.
The thing is people were talking about how this is the people are misconstruing this because they're saying they're thinking Hogan is doing this people think that they're doing this to honor Andre, right?
Yeah,
when they say the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Oh,
what it really is it's the Andre the Giant, and what they're memorializing are these guys' careers. Mm-hmm. Because you have Christian, you have Sheamus, you have people, Alberto Del Rio, Dolph Ziggler, Big Show, people that used to matter.
Yeah.
And are in this Battle Royal. I mean, you got your dark horse, you got like Big E Langston, right, who they talk about, you know, they mention he's in it, but they don't really, you know, they're not really pushing him so much on it, right? I mean, he's there doing commentary, I guess, to hype it up. So, but they're still kind of still positioning him as that underdog, that dark horse that you don't know. He could win, but then you got guys like Big Show and Sheamus who are bigger stars,
yeah, no,
right?
Obviously. So, yeah, Big E would definitely be a dark horse.
Who would you, yeah. So who do you think, with the people that are announced, who do you think... who would be your odds-on favorite currently?
Well, I mean, we talk about Big E being the dark horse, obviously, right? Okay, so that's fair.
Right.
I mean, there's, like you say, with people announced, and I don't know if there's been new people announced on the website or anything like that. We can probably look that up because I'm not sure. But I do know...
No, you don't.
Like, the way that they positioned it, Big Show is such a heavy favorite. And you know who else...
Well, because he's 450 pounds.
Well, yeah, but they have...
I wonder if he's a heavy favorite.
Why isn't Mark Henry? He's also could be a heavy favorite, right?
Right.
He also, or you could, or maybe he's another dark horse. Who knows, right?
What do you mean? He's a former world heavyweight champion, though. I mean,
yeah, I suppose, but he's not the current intercontinental champion.
Well, that's true. That's
so
true.
So you could call him a dark, or not like a real dark horse.
Well, no, but
like.
You
know,
somewhat,
you go, like,
somebody
really
they're not really,
the,
somebody they're not really pushing, right?
Yeah. Like if Kofi Kingston wins it.
Yeah,
right,
that's kind of going outside the box there, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, I don't see that happening. You know, I wouldn't call Kofi Kingston a dark horse. He's just a horse. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really what I'm saying.
And maybe you think he'll get to do an elimination spot like the Rumble? Do you think that'll be his? Do you think he'll get like a WrestleMania moment that way?
What was his elimination spot at this year's? It was jumping off the barrier to.
The huge leap.
I think it's kind of his gimmick, but I mean, do you want to waste something like that on this, or do you want to keep it special for the Royal Rumble?
Well, I wouldn't consider it wasting is the thing if you're at WrestleMania.
Well, I agree with that. That was kind of cool.
The only three new people that have been announced are 3MB. So you got Mark Henry, Kofi, Cody, Sheamus.
Not even dark horses.
3MB.
The biggest dark horse of them would be Ginger. Rock.
Well, he's the guy they don't really push very much, right?
Yeah.
Fandango, Christian, Miz, Goldust, Langston, Ziggler, Del Rio, Big Show, Titus.
It's just Big E.
And Langston.
It's just Big E.
Langston. And Damian Sandow. And Damian Sandow. So, I don't know. I mean, to me, the guy winning this Battle Royal is Sheamus.
Well, Sheamus is extremely well pushed, and
well, you look at that depth chart that WWE has going forward,
he's
right?
He's the guy they'd want to. Yeah, he's the guy they'd want to win it. Well, talk about the depth chart because I don't think we that again would have been. Lost.
Yeah, that would have been lost. Well, the depth chart that WWE has come out with now, saying these are the five fucking guys in this order that you need to be pushing to the merchandise guys, to the promotions department, to the creative team, is number one is John Cena, number two is Daniel Bryan. Number three is, this is for Intercontinental. The winner of this is the number one contender.
Oh, okay.
And faces Langston tomorrow live on Main Event.
So Del Rio wins?
Christian.
Oh, Christian wins? That's what I said.
But I think,
Christian,
so anyway.
By the way, is more, he's more of the pale horse, I'd say.
That would be Sheamus.
Really, Sheamus is more of the white horse.
Sheamus and against Aiden English on NXT. Holy crap. Yeah. I had to tint my television.
Yeah, no shit. Anyways.
But number two is Daniel Bryan. Number three is Sheamus. Number four, Randy Orton. Number five is Roman Reigns. So in that order, those are the fuckers that people are supposed to be pushing. So by that logic, I see Sheamus winning this Battle Royal.
And that makes sense. And obviously they've set it up so that Big Show is the heavy favorite,
mm-hmm.
meaning that there's almost no chance that he wins it.
Yeah.
Based on their logic. That said,
comes down to Sheamus, Big E.
It could be almost I could see them giving it to him the first one, giving it to Show as the favorite just to cement his legacy as almost like a giving a guy near the end of his career the golden watch. You know what I mean? Like like a lifetime achievement award. I could see them doing it. It's unlikely.
It wouldn't be without precedent. I mean, quite frankly, they did it with Andre at WrestleMania 2, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly, that was 20 men, I believe.
That was, and wow. I mean, it was thrown over the top rope and both feet hit the floor.
There you go.
It was 20 men and Dan Spivey.
That's right.
19 men and Dan Spivey. Wow. Can I just fast forward through this?
Oh, yeah. Sheamus versus Christian. Well, I haven't seen it before, nevertheless.
Yeah, this is new. And Del Rio is fighting Ziggler, also new.
Brand new.
Jesus Christ.
This is, like you say, upper mid card.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yep, Christian got it.
You know what I...
How did he get it? Did he sneak in again?
Who cares? You know what I...
Did they put him over strong or not? That's what
No, of course not.
Rewind, I need to know if he put her over strong.
Oh, now he's doing legs and wants to shake.
Rewind, I need to know.
Well, you'll see a fucking replay in a second.
You'll never see a replay on these shows.
Yeah, they will.
Actually, you probably will.
But the... You want to shake his hand and he's like, yeah, right, fuck you, okay.
Yeah, okay, here's the replay. No, wait, no, that isn't. It's not the replay.
It is not the effing replay.
No. Because you're not going to see that. When you go back, I need to... Oh, wait. No, here's the replay. Oh, wait. No, it isn't.
Maybe I already skipped past the replay. Who cares?
Very well could have.
All right. Okay, there you go. Oh, zigzag. They're all hitting their moves. Oh, unprettier.
No, he's just the last guy to hit his move.
Should they not call it the unprettier again?
He was the ultimate opportunist. Christian was.
It's true.
He's the ultimate opportunist.
See, but I do like, at least, if you're going to do this upper mid-card shit, and you're going to, then it's okay to put things in their place, and now the Intercontinental, like, look at the thing, like, Sheamus, Del Rio, Ziggler, and Christian were fighting over a shot for the Intercontinental title.
Theoretically and, making it important.
Yes, exactly. For one night only, tonight, it is important, right? So,
which is more than you can say for the U.S. title, which is defended once every year, night only.
No, it was defended on the network against Mark Henry. Oh, but yeah. All the millions and millions of the network fans watched.
You mean 10 people?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, I'm not watching.
What's this now?
Oh, okay, Bray Wyatt. Just turn it up and...
Yeah,
I know. And we'll be quiet for a moment.
Good song.
No. Great one. I don't really know things that cannot
see things they cannot touch.
What do you want to
get? It's human nature, after all. But in the case of John Cena, we all see him. I mean, how can you possibly miss this billboard? Infomercials being shut down your throat every day. We see you.
Nice.
What I was wondering was, have you ever taken the time, John, to see me for what I really am? I am the way into the city of woe. I am the way into eternal pain. I am the way to go among the lost. Beyond time, I stand.
Getting cheers.
This is awesome.
What could you possibly do to harm something that just can't feel?
Yeah, awesome.
That's great.
That's great. I mean, Bray Wyatt would just make us stop. Sorry, folks. Bray Wyatt just makes us stop and watch.
I just wonder how much. I wonder how much Bray has to do with his character. Like how much pull he gets on his promos.
Aren't any better now than they were in
NXT. That's what I mean. So they're no different. They're no better. They're no worse. Like that's why I wonder how much.
I think he's got to have a lot. I think he's got to be one of those guys that are going. He's got it. We don't have to.
Yeah.
We give him the points, we give him the length, but he knows, like, you know.
I was like, who is that old guy? But that was Steve Austin.
His promo right now are better than the ones when he first debuted, where they probably were overwriting him.
Yeah,
but they're getting better and better, which makes me think it's him. But the other thing is, you're talking about cheers. Remember right at the end of NXT, his last couple appearances, he was getting cheered.
Yeah.
And essentially just gave up trying to be the heel and worked as the baby face.
Yeah.
And that's where I went, holy shit, this act will totally, I never thought it would.
Yeah.
It sucked, but it'll be a great baby face act in the right time, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's got it.
I said it before, I'll say it again. I don't think it's happening. The right move is for him to go over clean on John Cena at WrestleMania. John Cena does not need the win. John Cena will not be a lower star. I mean, you talk about the. I know you're talking about that. That again, you're talking about the list.
Yeah.
Right. He's still number one.
That's
despite,
true.
Despite last week when the King was in the lane with Seth, was in the ring with Seth Rollins.
Yes.
Seth Rollins, instead of saying, "Oh, I bet you John Cena will come and save you," he said, "I bet you Daniel Bryan will come save you," which is kind of a shift from what we've seen over the last 8 years.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, well, I mean, oh, here comes out the mystery machine.
Here comes the mystery machine.
And Sin Cara. Is this song from, oh, Scooby-Doo is...
Mascot Scooby-Doo!
That's not...
Okay,
can you do Scooby-Doo for me?
This needs to be Pete Rose.
I think it needs to be somebody who can actually do a spot in that suit.
Yes, Mystico.
Yeah, some... no, I said, well, I guess someone will actually complete a spot.
Oh.
What is he going to do his entrance? Oh, they gave him back
his... trampoline.
Gave him the trampoline again.
Yeah, well, Hunico wants the trampoline. Hunico gets the trampoline.
I guess so. This is weird. This is just weird stuff.
Rookie Ringrara.
Crowd is not into this.
No, because it's 2014 and nobody knows who the fuck Scooby-Doo is.
So, wow.
So Scooby-Doo is like the mascot for...
Sin Cara is actually going to get a win over Damian Sandow.
Oh, and here that comes also stupid lights.
That to me is the biggest of everything they did to kill the gimmick... Back when it was still the guy who could have made it something.
The lights?
Mystico. To me, the lights just killed it.
Yeah, the lights are stupid.
I don't know why they have... Why does the dog keep coming to me instead of you?
Because he likes you.
You mean I don't beat him?
What? Why not? Can I fast forward through this?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, here comes, there you go. It's almost over. Babyface Shield, though. Let's talk about Babyface Shield, because
yeah,
I like Babyface Shield.
I like me some Babyface Shield.
You talked about how Daniel Bryan said, you know, Daniel Bryan, are you going to come, you know, Daniel Bryan's not going to come out and save you, King. And
that
then,
match was 30 seconds. Damian Sandow should not be jobbing to Sin Cara at all, especially in 30 seconds.
Right now, it doesn't matter.
The lights didn't work for Kane. They don't work for Sin Cara.
He's the nicest dog on the absolute planet, he says, Michael Cole.
Nice.
Jesus. Switching gears.
Nice.
Okay, I think they're going to the Hall of Fame or what?
I doubt it.
Oh.
Okay, so we're talking Babyface Shield.
Here
go
comes,
ahead.
Yeah, but here comes, they're going to do a video package for Babyface Shield so we can kind of follow along here.
Oh,
but, yeah, they basically, they
but
said.
The thing is a true Babyface Shield short term? Which is, I'd like to see Babyface Shield for a while.
I would too, but I have this feeling that WrestleMania it's just, Ambrose is, because it's going to be Kane and the New Age Outlaws against the Shield at WrestleMania.
Yes.
And I have this feeling that Dean Ambrose.
Where's Brad Maddox?
Yeah. Where's Brad Maddox when you need him?
That's been bugging me. No, seriously. Been
Has it been?
Me.
So you're the one.
Because we had Brad Maddox and Kane, and they
yes.
were back and forth.
And they were,
to me,
yeah.
And then he's gone.
Yeah.
And it's only because I want to watch Rockstar Spud on TNA, who's like a really good
version
Brad
of
Maddox.
Brad Maddox.
And so I was thinking to myself, where's Brad Maddox? Anyways, Babyface Kane.
Baby effing face Shield.
Oh, Shield, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So here you go, the New Age Outlaws and Kane beating the fuck out of the Shield, and they're going to fight the Shield at WrestleMania. I get this feeling.
So we can have the three-way tag team match.
Yeah, yeah, which we'll get to in a second, but I mean,
the Rhodes brothers are getting screwed.
Yeah, they're in the Battle Royal, and
well, so are apparently, well, at least at one point, so was
Ribaxel, but
yeah,
they're not anymore.
Well, and the Real Americans were at one point.
Yeah, well, no, they never were. Oh, no, they were.
They
were,
were,
actually.
They
were. They
were announced.
Yeah, they were. I just thought, because Cesaro was announced.
That was, when they were, that was before they decided to go with, that's when New Age Outlaws were going to have a rematch, and now that they're in this. Against in the six man with the Shield,
yeah,
which it means they don't have to break up the Shield here. And I like the Babyface Shield, and I like seeing.
I think
Ambrose
is turning on the Shield.
No, but the point is, it's supposed to be Ambrose and Rollins versus they're supposed to be the heel team.
I just think the Ambrose is turning.
And Reigns is supposed to be the babyface, and the other two are supposed to be heels.
Oh,
now what you could do is have Ambrose turn, have Rollins look like he's not going to turn. And then have him turn again later and be revealed, like
that's
really
true.
Setting up Reigns.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, that's true. The midget's in the ring.
I'd say.
Oh, now he's out of the ring.
Oh, I of course thought Hornswoggle, but okay. Ribaxel has to get a win. We got to build up for WrestleMania. Let's let them beat something. Let's let them beat a hot team like the El Matadors. So this is the part where you fast forward. What? Did I miss something important?
The Battle Royal.
The crowd is chanting boring. Again, it's really too bad because.
Okay, they explained it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, no, I'm just saying the Collins are so talented.
They are. Nobody gives a fuck. But they've really let themselves go. They've let themselves golden. Is what they've done. They're the flabby colons.
They're getting a little. Well, are they putting on more mass and more size, or are they getting flabby?
I don't know. Oh, who's coming down?
Nobody's coming down. It's a fight in the crowd. Or no, here comes the Shield.
Here comes the Shield.
Yeah, here we go. Babyface Shield.
Babyface Shield, yeah, see, there you go.
The crowd are trying to react to them again, like they're
so. Oh, are they gonna. 1, 2, 3.
Fuck.
Flabby Colons win! Flabby
so
Colons
we're
win!
Are getting a four way? And the roads are still getting screwed, or.
I don't think so.
I still wonder if Rusev is the guy who you have win the battle royal to really strike.
Yeah, I know, I thought that too, but no, I still think the pecking order. I think Sheamus wins. Now, do you think they take out Ribaxel here and Rhodes boys get in the back door? Because as soon as I heard Rybacksel, I was like, that's retarded.
Yeah, they're okay in the Battle Royal. They're not okay in the tag match.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, it's just... Like, here, if they could
Ryback, Ryback against... It just... You go back in time, right?
Yeah, you do. When it was the Super Dicks.
Yeah.
Right? Orton, Sheamus, and Ryback, the Super Dicks?
Yeah.
Against the Shield?
And just look at Ryback's career, man.
I know.
Like, he was getting screwed against CM Punk by the Shield.
Super Dick getting screwed.
You know, he was... And he was fighting them off 3-on-1 and holding his own.
Yeah.
And now he's jobbing to, like, getting beat up in, like, 2 seconds to them.
Yeah.
Like, just...
I know, right?
Is it the old thing that we see a million times, build them up, then break them down? Or is it just that they've given up on them?
They've given up. And they should.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, I mean, gone are the days where the Super Dick holds his own.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. A Super Dick now, he's flat. He's gone flat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now he's a Super Vajayjay.
Yeah, he's gone full flat, for flaccid. He's flat.
He's got big traps, though.
He does have big traps. Not as big as Triple H.
That's true.
Fucking talk about...
Yes.
COOs don't have to pass any wellness policies, folks.
They do not. So is Hogan interviewing Arnold Schwarzenegger? Like, what's... Like, they're throwing them all... They're showing them all together here.
Again, we keep on hearing no physicality for Hogan. I don't know about no physicality for Schwarzenegger. I know that there was that movie where Schwarzenegger with Stallone.
Yes.
And the whole movie was, like, Schwarzenegger getting out of reasons to run. He'd be like, hey, you know, Stallone, I'll meet you over here in 5 minutes. And Stallone would go fight somebody and run to that section, and Schwarzenegger would be already there.
There.
So I'm thinking he's not into doing a lot of physicality. But I can see the three of them in the ring.
Or...
He's
really fast.
Or really fast. I can see 3MB coming out and running into all their fists. It's not likely. But, I mean, you got to do something.
Nah, you know what? But two old men beating up 3MB. If I'm Heath Slater, that rapes me of my dignity.
Yeah. Well, so Heath Slater is not used to having old, past their prime stars beat him up. You know, he's never had that type of angle before.
That's true. All right, let's see what we got here. WWE Network... A Hall of Fame commercial, so we can find out what time it starts.
Because it'll be really hard to find out. What are you talking about?
Well, then
it will be interesting to watch. I mean, because we've never seen one in its length in many years, it'd be interesting to see if it is boring as hell, if it's too long, if it gets to us. You know,
the Ultimate Warrior is getting inducted. Yeah. How could it be boring?
Oh.
DDP is going to talk about Arthur Gorman for 20 minutes. How can that be boring?
I don't know. It's going to go like 4+ hours, right? It could be longer than WrestleMania. WrestleMania
there you go.
Six.
9, so it's 7 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
There you go. So we're going to watch that here so I can drink, right?
Sure.
Excellent.
Sure. What happened to the producer, fiancé there, is really looking forward to... that weekend, right?
She can't wait. She can't wait for all the wrestling. Let's get to some wrestling.
Yeah, she usually says that.
Yeah.
So she found out WrestleMania was going to be 6 hours long. She took it well?
She took it very well. She legit fell over.
Where was she?
We were like, I think we were outside or something. We're eating, and she literally like, what? I believe she fell over.
Keep on telling her it's not too late for her to change her mind.
I believe she fell because I called it a 6-hour spectacular. Oh, so they're doing the fucking website sit down website interview.
Oh, that's why it's exclusive.
Live in the ring.
It's exclusive to the 3 million people or whatever they're going to want.
Yes, the millions.
Yeah. Well, he looks old. But not when it takes the shirt off, man.
Big traps.
Big fucking traps. So you want to turn this up and watch this part?
Hour one.
So what do you want to do? Oh.
Well, we'll just kind of keep it in thing. I mean, he's going to be like Daniel Bryan, best for business, Daniel Bryan.
Well, I like that they put a spotlight on and turned the crowd down. They still have those lights from Kane.
No, they didn't turn the crowd down.
Well, they turned down the lights on them, right?
They put a mat down.
Oh.
Put the black, the Miz TV cutting edge mat down or whatever.
Okay. The beatdown that went on way too long.
Was that a chair shot to the head?
It was.
What? Oh, yeah, there it is.
There's the traps?
Yeah, but he's doing DDP yoga, so it's okay.
Well, it makes sense then.
Yeah.
Hey, seriously. He's, what, 45, 46?
Is that Lesnar?
What is he, 45,
46? Oh, they did turn the lights down.
Yeah. What is he, 45, 46?
I think like 47, maybe.
There's no way to justify a man looking like that.
Is that what he's asking?
If we're going to see Daniel Bryan, this is where it is. If we don't see him here, then we know he's probably not on this show.
Yeah.
Which would be very... It's the right move from selling the injuries. It's a weird move for them to do... A weird move for them to do when they're so close to building WrestleMania to not have your arguably biggest star on.
Yeah.
But he's not Super Cena, right?
That's true. But...
What were they clear on?
That he's pointing at Darren Young. He said queer.
Yeah. Except the guy, he's the guy ducking Warrior, right?
Darren Young?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I presume.
I would assume so.
Another guy who I consider a dark horse.
Yeah, Darren Young doesn't know. That's Titus O'Neil is in. Darren Young's not in the battle
royal. Oh, okay. Titus O'Neil's definitely a dark horse.
Mm. He's got big teeth like a horse, actually.
You know what, he really does.
Kind of does look. He does have kind of a horse face, actually.
So, first off, this week I'll do on the turtle. We'll do Batista, and then we'll put Titus O'Neil's face on who, like Mr. Ed.
Yeah, Mr. McMahon. Oh,
that's a jackass.
Oh,
horse.
I'm sorry. He hung like a jackass.
Wee movement.
Well, look, he's hit his fingers. Look at that. Look what he did to his fingers. Look, see?
Little
that's
yes
3 feet
movement
to Triple H. A coup.
Yes, he's boring.
This is stupid.
Yes, it is. See, there's that confusion again. Where do you rate this year's build, though, compared to last year's? Because we were shitting on
I think it's better
build.
I think it's better build because you've got this. I mean, again, I think the Andre the Giant Battle Royal really helps because you can focus a lot of guys. And
yeah,
they haven't focused on all 30, but they focused on like 10 guys pretty much.
Yeah.
Just to throw them in, right? And again, the fact that the tag title actually means a little more this year, right, means that it's easier to build around it, right?
It's just Triple H.
Yeah, it's true.
No, you're right. Well, the thing is, last year, the two matches, they had three matches, right, that they were selling. Triple H versus...
Undertaker.
Triple H versus Lesnar.
Right.
Again.
Yeah.
Right? And then you had the...
Punk and Undertaker.
Punk and Undertaker, which they fucked up.
Shitty build, yeah.
Awful build.
Yeah.
And you had Cena versus The Rock.
Yeah, twice in a lifetime.
Which was a shitty build.
That was a shitty build, yeah.
The right move, everything was right until 6 weeks in, they went, we don't want The Rock burying you anymore because we want you to put you over because he's passing the torch.
Yeah.
So it didn't have any heat. So that match didn't have any heat. The shitty, stupid, you know, they didn't give Punk proper motivation for his match against Undertaker, and Lesnar and you know
Hunter was
H
a rematch that nobody
was a rematch. Yeah,
okay.
Like,
I just want to see this because I have a feeling I know what they're talking about here.
Okay, wait, turn it back up then.
I just want to see this.
What happened to this world since I stopped competing full time in this ring? Because I used to stand in this ring and I used to do despicable, horrible things to people. And I looked out into their eyes and I would look out and I would see that same lust for success that I had. I would see that same burning desire that I had.
They would fight. They would fight the system. They were strong. You know what I see when I look out there now? I see apathy.
Good booking, Hunter.
Well, yeah, you created a crowd who feels like that.
Yeah.
I see a bunch of little people with no power, no desire. When they don't get what they want, they cry about it. When they don't, you know, I know. Why don't you guys send me a tweet and express your displeasure?
This is so weird.
But it's a shoot.
The world has changed and I can't take it anymore. So you know what? Maybe it's on me to change the future. Maybe it's on me to decide where this whole thing goes. Maybe I start the reality era. Maybe as of right now, this moment, this is the beginning of the reality era. And you know what that means?
When CM Punk left, he said, I get along fine with Vince. I don't agree with Triple H's vision of the future.
Yeah.
I end Daniel Bryan's little supposed run at the top. At WrestleMania, the reality is, I end this pathetic yes movement. The reality is, at WrestleMania, when I'm done with that, I'm going to step into a triple threat match. And no one living off of their past glories is going to stop me. And no one living off of their untapped
like him?
Yes.
Gonna stop me.
Yes.
The irony of all this shit.
That's excellent.
The reality is, I have the power to make it happen. And they all know it's true.
Well, that's true, yes.
Yeah.
You have the power.
Shoot.
Because,
the reality.
Yes, you can book yourself to win.
That the reality is I am going to walk out of WrestleMania.
Yeah, but that's what they're trying to play on, right?
Yeah. Is I'm going to book myself to win. Daniel
yeah,
Ryan
Hunter just said on it. Hunter just said on Raw that he's going to book himself to win. Didn't you hear that? He's a booker, you know. He booked himself. He said he's going to book himself to win. You know what that means? He's going to win. Fuck.
What do you think of that promo?
Ah, you know what?
Down.
I don't. Again, I like the character of Hunter right now. I like this authority character because he's a dick and he's playing a dick. And
so he's playing himself.
Yes, that's
yes,
what I mean.
A really
he's playing a
dick.
Little dick.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he does it very well. He does it very well. And it, but he's got enough points where it's like, okay, I see the point. I see that he's just what happened, right? Since what happened since I stopped competing, I'm the guy taking over. He's a guy. He's playing a guy that's new to its job, who's been given a lot of power, who's over his head. That's the character he's playing, and he's coping with it right now. He's trying to cope with it. Oh, I love this video. We didn't talk about this.
Is this the one with the
yes.
The M&M?
This is the M&M song. Legacy?
I used to be the type of kid that loves things got his fault. Mine was so differently wired than Brian Marshall. What kind of twisted experiment am I involved in? Because I don't belong in this world. That's why I'm scoffing at authority, defying God. This is a terrible world. All praise be to the virtue.
But anyway,
yeah, no, a
couple
is,
things. Another great Undertaker and Brock Lesnar video package as well.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But we talk about that. We're talking about the build. I think that again, this is a good build. I like the lamp.
The Bray Wyatt John Cena build is being good.
But and I love the lamp there. The
yeah.
Behind the thing. That's been good. I mean,
Triple H and Bryan is not being bad, and especially when you kind of roll it into the main event.
Yeah.
The main event actually for once is actually feels like the main event.
Daniel Bryan winning the WWE title.
The world title match actually feels like the most important match on the show.
As the show goes off the air, and you know, and it goes back to the whole thing of the question that you always get asked by people who aren't, who used to be wrestling fans that aren't really, that don't really follow it anymore, right?
Yeah.
Who's the champion?
Yeah.
That's the question. Who's the champion,
who's
right?
Who's the champ, yeah.
And that's what we said. So it comes down to the...
So you give it to Daniel Bryan and get rid of two belts, just give him one?
I think you... I mean, they spent all that money last year debuting that new belt, right?
Ah, whatever.
Yeah, but do they have another belt?
No, I don't know what. Make a new belt or whatever.
That's what I mean. So you just, or do you just keep the WWE belt that they got? Get rid of the big gold belt, right?
I think they like that big gold belt. It's a legacy belt to them.
Yeah, but I don't. I mean, you do need just one belt.
You can skip this shit.
Yeah.
I know you only need one belt, so I mean, I don't know.
So it's going to be the new WWE belt.
Well, or you do a new design where, in some way, you incorporate the WWE and the world title belt into some sort of new look.
Nah. I don't,
You don't think that's going to happen?
I don't see them doing a new belt already.
I do. I mean, I know that thing probably cost them $100,000, but, I don't know if it actually cost that much. It costs a lot of money, though.
But then again,
they have the money.
Yeah, but look how long it took them, is what I'm saying.
I know. There was a point where we were seeing new belts all the time.
Were we? Well, I guess we had the Smoking Skull belt and the Rock Brahma Bull belt.
Yeah.
So, but...
Miz belt.
Well, the
Edge belt.
Yeah, the Edge belt. But, I mean, that was just a different symbol inside the spinner gimmick, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, and the same with the Miz belt was just the WWE thing.
And all the different belts
down.
Warrior used to wear and shit.
Well, that was just different backings on the same belt.
Yeah, still. It's
different straps.
Yeah. Well, the
you know how expensive leather is?
They still had to have them made.
They did. Well, they had to have them set, right? But it's true. I mean, they did that for the Intercontinental and stuff too, right?
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I think I'm looking forward to that. I think I'm looking forward to the battle. I said the Battle Royal. I'm looking
the
forward
match
to
that 2 years ago or 3 years ago when we saw the UFC, when you saw Taker and Lesnar go head-to-head and Taker say, we're going to do this thing or what?
Yeah.
I thought, even a year ago, I thought there's no way that's not the most anticipated match.
Yeah.
That doesn't have the momentum is that match. And it comes down to, nobody thinks Lesnar's going to win.
Well, of course not.
And even though people didn't think Punk was going to win, people like Punk enough to cheer for him.
I think...
Or if they don't like Lesnar enough to cheer for him, and they don't think he's going to win.
I think, though... That they, I mean, with Punk though, one, two, they got the near fall.
They got the
and,
near fall.
And they will get the enough. Then they will get the near fall at WrestleMania with Brock and Taker.
Oh yeah, I mean, I trust
all it's
going to
take is a shooting star press, right?
I trust both guys; they're both good enough. But absolutely, it's the match. It's the, and it's not even really badly booked.
No, nope.
They've done nothing wrong. It's just the Lesnar character has obviously lost a little steam, and I don't know. It's just he's overshadowed by Daniel Bryan and even
this
Bray
year,
Wyatt. Bray Wyatt's more of the star than, in many ways to me than John Cena.
Well, because Bray Wyatt is more of a professional wrestler,
yeah,
and you know than Brock Lesnar's a fighter, sure,
yeah.
But Bray Wyatt is that wacky professional wrestler, does it very well. And I just think that...
He's got to go over. Cena would not be hurt at all, but Bray Wyatt would be hurt, even though he's such a good player.
I don't think he'd be hurt.
He'd get over it.
Yeah, exactly.
But he'd get to the next level faster like he should if he wins.
Yes.
He's that good.
But you also have to temper him getting to that next level. You know, what do you set up? When do you set up the rematch between Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan? You don't do it at Backlash.
No, that's true.
You know,
that's true.
So,
but then again, I look at Backlash, and especially in the new era of the network,
yeah.
With DirecTV has completely dropped even WrestleMania now.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you know, I mean, we're in the network era. We're gonna see. I mean, I was complaining about it before, but it's gonna be even worse. We're gonna see just rematch after rematch after rematch of pay per views, and they're gonna be just another event that's only slightly more important than Raw. like if a Raw is, you know, in a level of importance, a B, then this will be a B plus. And maybe WrestleMania will be an A minus.
Well, but the SummerSlam and this Royal Rumble, and you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. They got to make Royal Rumble might also be an A minus, but I don't know how they're going to make SummerSlam.
You know what?
How do you make SummerSlam more important than Battleground?
You talk.
It's not
going to be
as easy.
Okay. Couple quick things with it is we will know the difference on April 7th.
That's true.
When they announce how many subscriptions there are to this network. The other thing is those subscriptions then are going to expire in September. So, not SummerSlam, but in many ways, if they do that Night of Champions, where the fuck do they keep September? That becomes the next most important show.
In some ways, you're probably right.
In many ways, for a renewal service. The other thing is, if they're going to keep doing these every month, if they're going to update us, because part of this is going to be that 6 month period. So, how many times? I mean, if they go February, then it's going to expire here. But if people go to, if people go right up to the day, and let's say that they renew in April.
Yeah.
Or they buy the network for Mania or 6 months, then now Hell in the Cell becomes the most important because that's when that deal is up for renewal, right? So there's a lot of different business factors that come up, and it's going
to
be...
And how will they adjust their booking to that, or will they? Or are they so stuck in their mindset about what events are the big events and such?
Well, that's just it. So, but at the same time, do you get this big fight feel still? Do you still have the big match? And if that big match down the road is this up-and-comer Bray Wyatt against Daniel Bryan, when do they book that rematch? So when does, if John Cena beats Bray Wyatt, does that matter now because it's going to be next year's WrestleMania where it's Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan, right?
Another thing, though, is right now you have a mentality, oh, we got to give you our world title match, our WWE title match, you know, and two or three, and one other big feud, and we got to do that every single month to sell you that pay-per-view. Can instead you go, you know what, let's knock out the WWE tag team titles defender for 2 months on TV, build up a match, and have that main event one of these shows, because it doesn't matter anyway.
Of course you could.
But it's actually going to make those titles more important, and you actually could do that.
Yeah.
Because if you can build the anticipation, hey, I haven't seen this for a while, that's on the pay-per-view, and you have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You have everything to gain. But I still don't know. Again, it's a mentality that they got to shift. They got to make a paradigm shift from where they've been for so long into another world. And I don't know what they can do.
And will also the mentality be we got to keep adding more subscriptions?
Yeah.
Right? So do we need to hit you with these great, these big-time matches, make every month a must-see event so that people buy this network for the next 6? You know what I mean? Like, if this is what's driving the network, they have to figure out what's driving it, I guess. Now that they're getting people to sign up, and again, we're going to find out the day after WrestleMania how many people have. How do they market those people? Did they survey those people? Did they ask those people, why did you buy the network? What do you want the network for? Why do you like the network? What are you doing with it? You know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing. Or can they even tell? Can they even? I mean, I'm sure they'll know.
That's going to be the biggest question to me. Can they even really tell what's selling something?
They've got to be able to know how many times Countdown got clicked on.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You know what I mean? Like, so how many times this episode got... So they should be able to do their own internal market research to find that out as well, right? So they're already marketing people to say, what stupid show would you like next?
Yeah.
You know, a Dog the Bounty Hunter type show with Steve Blackman was one of the choices
that
I voted for. Yeah. But
after seeing the not-so-PG trailer for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
let's watch some fucking Raw.
Just saying. Well, I figure we can almost wrap this up because we've pretty much talked about everything, and then we can just watch Raw in peace.
Well, what I'm thinking is what we do is, and it may work, it may not work, is we pause it.
Okay, that will work.
Watch that final segment. Come back, give our final thoughts on what else we saw. The only other thing I've got to say then, and we probably could wrap it up, even though we've only got an hour, but then we are going to be back on Thursday.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to be back on Thursday, so this is a cliffhanger.
This is a cliffhanger. But we'll try and pause and see what happens. But I just have to say, 2 weeks ago on Raw, the best thing in the history of Raw has happened. When Natty Neidhart was on commentary,
This is true.
Natty is the greatest human being alive.
Yes.
Explain a little more to the crowd if they missed it.
She had, there's a couple moments. She had the best match with AJ in probably in Divas the last 10 years on the main event. But then on Raw, she was doing commentary. And she said, and they're talking about how long AJ has been the Divas champion. And she's like, look, she's been the Divas champion long enough. Enough is enough, and it's time for a change.
Yes. Owen, she quoted her uncle Owen.
Yes.
And I thought, that was tremendous.
That is awesome.
And then she managed to do something.
Yes,
even
better. Yes.
Even though her dad isn't as good as Owen, this quote is so obscure, but to fans like me, it's so cool.
She said that she was going to get hungry, and she was going to forget her manners.
That's right. Which, if you watch Wrestling with Shadows,
yes.
is the quote from Neidhart backstage. Where
Jimmy
he's trying
Anvil
to
and Brett are trying to, with Vince Russo of all people, are trying to come up with the line.
For the promo.
Oh.
And that was Neidhart's line, and it was awesome, so she used her dad's line.
Yes.
And I love Natty.
Well, you know what? It's ironic, too. I mean, you talk about how it's like, she used her dad's line, and her dad used lines. So really, really kind of taking it full circle there.
Hey, what did Jim Neidhart say when he met Triple H?
He is going to get hungry. He is going to forget his manners.
That's right.
But all right, so WeTalkWrestling.com.
In case this doesn't work.
We're at WeTalkWrestling on Twitter. You can get us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Radio app. You can get us as well. And so that's going to do it for yet a few days because we'll be back on our regular Thursdays. As I said, this is just a belated makeup show due to technical difficulties. So that's going to do yet for another couple days here. So in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Yep. Good night, folks.
OUT. Wait.
What?
I have to say OUT.
No, you don't.
Okay, no, wait.
What?
Now, is the show off?
Yeah.
So, you turn it off?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want me to stay here and watch with you, or do you want me to go home then?
I'm surprised you're still here.